the occasion that we are celebrating and we have started our celebration for is Sri Nrisingha Chaturdashi, which is 2 weeks from now. But as we know, the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, which deals with the pastimes of Nrisinghadev, was so dear to Srila Prabhupada that Srila Prabhupada has lectured maximum number of times on the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. In fact, we will not be wrong if we say Srila Prabhupada was like Prahlad Maharaj in many ways. Against all odds, Prahlad Maharaj had opposition at home in the form of his father, and Srila Prabhupada had opposition at home in the form of the wife and family. And Prahlad Maharaj faced so much trouble, whether tossed into fire or crushed under a stampede of maddened elephants or administered poison or attacked with deadly weapons or thrown from the top of the cliff. And our Srila Prabhupada also faced so much trouble, whether it is the bull chasing Srila Prabhupada and attacking while Srila Prabhupada was back in India, distributing the Bhakti Godhead magazines, the heart attacks on the Jaladuta, the reversals in America while starting the movement, so many troubles, financial lack of support, and in all ways, materially, it was crumbling down. But the only thing that kept Srila Prabhupada going was his unending, unlimited, inconceivably inexplicable depth of Krishna consciousness, surrender to the words of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada and the chanting of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada said that just by chanting, I would chant from 2 o'clock in the afternoon to 5 o'clock in the evening, Srila Prabhupada said, 3 hours at Tompkins Square Park. And those 3 hours of chanting Hare Krishna made so many devotees. So Prahlad Maharaj also followed the same model. Or we could say Prabhupada followed the model of Prahlad Maharaj of tolerating all troubles and constantly chanting. And similarly, just like Nrisinghadev appeared for Prahlad Maharaj, Krishna has manifested and reciprocated with Srila Prabhupada so many times in his manifest pastimes. So we see that Prahlad Maharaj and the seventh canto has been very dear to Srila Prabhupada. And not just to Srila Prabhupada, we see even to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to relish the mood of Radharani. So we could expect Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to discuss only the 10th canto. But we can see at Tota Gopinath, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat with Gadadhar Pandit, whose appearance day was yesterday. And they would sit together and 3 hours a day, like Srila Prabhupada did from 2 to 5, Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit also 3 hours a day. So it seems like that's the standard, 3 hours of Bhagavatam every day for everyone. Seems like that's the standard. So they would, Mahaprabhu, Gaur Gadadhar, Smara Gaura Gadadhara Keli Kalam, Bhava Gaura Gadadhara Pakshacharam, Shunu Gaura Gadadhara Charu Katha Bhaja Godruma Kanana Kunja Vidum. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, remember the pastimes of Gaur and Gadadhar. Become their associate, sing their glories, and in this way worship them at all times. Gaur and Gadadhar. Because Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani and Gauranga Mahaprabhu is Krishna. So Gaur Gadadhar represents Radha Krishna in Gaura Leela. So both Mahaprabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, they would come together and for 3 hours a day, they would discuss the seventh canto. They would discuss the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. And not just once or twice or thrice, they discussed for 108 times. It's described that Gadadhar Pandit and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussed the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj hundreds and hundreds of times. And every time they would finish the seventh canto, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would say, let's start over again. So that's how dear Prahlad Maharaj is to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sometimes prematurely, devotees want to jump to the 10th canto, as Srila Prabhupada explains. But we must understand that the 10th canto is like the flight taking off. But the visa and the passport to get there is the 7th canto. Unless and until we have the surrender of Prahlad Maharaj, we can't realize the moods of the gopis. Because Prahlad Maharaj's mood is included in the mood of the gopis. The gopis are way more exalted in their spontaneous love. But Prahlad Maharaj's surrender, what does Prahlad Maharaj represent? 7th canto Bhagavatam describes the term used for Prahlad Maharaj is Prahlada Keshava Priyaha. We'll repeat that. Prahlada Keshava Priyaha. Which means that Prahlad for whom Keshava, Krishna, was very dear. or another meaning. That Prahlad who was very dear to Keshav. So the word Keshava Priya, Priya means dear and Keshava means Keshava, Krishna. So one meaning is dear to Keshava, or that Prahlad for whom Keshava was dear. Both meanings are there. So why was he dear? Because Krishna has said, and Narad Muni has said this in the fourth canto Srimad Bhagavatam, Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu Santushtya Yena Kenava Sarvendriya Upashantya Cha Tushyati Ashu Janardhana. That Janardhana, Krishna, is pleased and very quickly pleased if we follow three principles. What are those three principles? Dayaya Sarva Bhuteshu. By having compassion on everyone, whether somebody is a devotee or not a devotee, human or an animal, male or female, a child or an adult, irrespective of any material circumstance, dayaya sarva bhuteshu, having compassion and love for everyone. And santushtya yena kenava, to be satisfied at all times. Even if the prasadam is little spicy or little salty or less salt, no problem. That is what Krishna has arranged today for me. Instead of complaining and criticizing and shouting at the cook, we should be happy. We should think that we are sadhus in Radhakund or in Vrindavan. And we have gone on Madhukari, on begging. And this is what we have received today. This is what Radharani has arranged for us today. And to be happy, to be satisfied with the quality of Anna that we received that day. The amount of money that we make, we should be satisfied. Chanakya Pandit says we should be satisfied with three things. The amount of food, the amount of wealth that we make, the quality of food, and the spouse that we have. These are the three things that man will generally crib about. I could have got better food or more money, etc. But Chanakya Pandit has said these three things we should be satisfied with. So Prahlad Maharaj says, to have, please forgive me, Narad Muni says, to have compassion on everyone, to be satisfied at all circumstances. Whether something is happy or something is sad, something is lamentful or remorseful, or something is filled with hankering, no problem. Just to tolerate and move on. And third, sarva indriya upashantyacha, to control all our senses and not let it go astray. If we do these three things, then Narad Muni says, tushyati, it pleases. Ashu, very quickly, janardhanaha, Krishna. Because Prahlad Maharaj had all these three qualities at all times to everyone, he always had compassion. He had compassion on his teachers. And therefore, when they taught, he seemed to pay attention. He seemed to pay attention, although he was not registering and believing all that. But when they would ask questions, Shanda and Amarka would ask questions, he would answer. He would perfectly answer. He had compassion on his classmates. He had compassion on his father. He had compassion on everyone. And santushtya yena kenava, whether he was kept on the palace, whether he was tossed into fire, he was just satisfied remembering the Lord. And sarva indriya upashantyacha, always controlled his senses, never retaliated, never shouted. Even when his father was ill-treating him, Prahlad never lost his cool. There's not one verse in the seventh canto where Prahlad Maharaj tells Narsingadev, are you even there? I'm remembering you so much. Why don't you come? Why do bad things happen to good people like me? And or telling his father, now you're doing all this, but Krishna is watching. You see what he will do to you. He's not speaking like that. There's not one verse in the seventh canto where Prahlad Maharaj is either doubting the presence of the Supreme Lord or criticizing the activities of his father. He's just tolerating. Unending tolerance. And we can see the Lord is so pleased when we tolerate. Prahlad Maharaj tolerated, the Lord came. Haridas Thakur was whipped in 22 marketplaces every single day by the tormentors. And he tolerated. And in the Mahaprakash Leela, we see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showing his back to the devotees and saying, actually, I was the one who covered Haridas Thakur from the back. So all the hitting, the whip marks are on my back. And I did that because Haridas Thakur is such a great Vaishnava. Haridas vina ratna shunya hoila medhini. Kaviraj Goswami describes that when Haridas Thakur left, it was almost like Mother Earth lost her jewel. Prithvi, Medhini, is a stri, is a woman. And she has a nice, let's say, a nice pearl here on the forehead, or let's say a nice crown. And who is that pearl or who is that crown? That is Haridas Thakur. So imagine a queen without the forehead pearl or without the head crown. Kaviraj Goswami says Haridas Thakur was like the crown on the head of the woman called as Prithvi, Mother Earth. And when Haridas Thakur left, Mother Earth was bereft of her crown. Haridas vina ratna shunya haila medhini. Jaya 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 Haridas namera mahima jar korela prakash. And who is that Haridas Thakur? He's Prahlad Maharaj. He's Brahmaji in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. It's fascinating. The presence of Prahlad Maharaj. Even in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see Narad Muni is going all over the place finding for the best devotee. And then he comes to his own disciple Prahlad. Why? Because Lord Shiva mentions greater than me as a devotee is Prahlad Maharaj. So imagine Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Lord Shiva, who is Shambhu himself, is the greatest devotee. He's saying greater than me is Prahlad. That is the position of Prahlad Maharaj. And when in the sixth canto, when Yamadutas ask Yamaraj about the Vishnudutas, especially in the section of Ajamil, out of the 12 Mahajans, Yamaraj at that time quotes Prahlad as one of them. Swayambhu Narada Shambhu Kumara Kapilo Manu Prahlado Janako Bhishmo Vali Vayasakhi Vayam. He quotes Swayambhu Brahma, Narada, Shambhu, Lord Shiva, Kumara, the four Kumaras, Kapila, the son of Devahuti, Manu, Prahlad, Janaka, Mother Sita's father, Bhishma, Bali Maharaj, Shukadev Goswami, and Yamaraj himself. 12 Mahajans, of which Prahlad is one of them. At the age of 5, he is quoted as a Mahajan. Such a great Vaishnava. Such a great Vaishnava. Even when Narsingadev appeared, all the demigods are offering prayers and he didn't get pacified. Lakshmi Devi was afraid and Brahma was afraid and Shivji was afraid and Indra is coming and offering his prayers and the Pitrus are coming and offering and Siddhas and Kimpurushas and Kinnaras and Yakshas and Vidyadharas and Charanas, all of them are offering prayers and Narsingadev is still fuming. He's still fuming, his tongue like a sword, licking the dripping blood out of his mane and his face. And eyes spitting fire after completely shredding Hiranyakashipu, to ripping him to pieces and having a garland of his intestines. Narsingadev is fuming. And it took a Prahlad Maharaj to pacify him with sincere, heartfelt prayers. This is the position of Prahlad Maharaj. Very great Vaishnava. Very great Vaishnava. Even in Chaitanya Leela, when Vasudev Datta, when he tells Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my only desire, when the devotee Vasudev, he tells Mahaprabhu, my only desire is, I want to take the sins of everyone in the whole creation and suffer for them in hell and let all of them go back home back to Godhead. Let everyone go back home back to Godhead and I will take all their sins and I will go to hell and suffer. Mahaprabhu's heart melts and he says, this is not surprising that you're speaking. Because you are an incarnation of Prahlad yourself. So you can see multiple personalities taking that mood of Prahlad Maharaj, whether it's Haridas Thakur as Brahmaji taking the mood of Prahlad, or whether it's Vasudev. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, it's not surprising at all. You are Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj's mood is, Naivodvijet paraduratkaya vaitaranyastvadvirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta shoche tato vimukha chetasa indriyartha maya sukhaya bharamudbhavanti mudaha. Srila Prabhupada would quote this verse to say that Prahlad Maharaj is saying, Naivodvijet paraduratkaya vaitaranyas. My Lord, I am not concerned about how I am going to cross over the ocean of birth and death and how I will attain your lotus feet. That's not my concern. Why it's not your concern? Because Tvat Virya Gayana Mahamrita Magna Chitta. Prahlad Maharaj tells Narsingadev, I am just absorbed and engrossed in chanting your holy names. And look at the formation of words. Tvat means Bhavataha, yours, Narsingadev. Tvat Virya, your pastimes. Tvat Virya Gayana, singing. Maha Amrita, the great nectarian ocean. Magna Chitta, my mind is drowning in the great ocean of singing your heroic pastimes and glories. So Prahlad Maharaj says, O Narsingadev, because I am glorifying you and constantly singing your glories, I have no concern and I have no anxiety about how I am going to go back to Godhead. I have no anxiety. Why? Because I'm constantly singing your glory, so I have no problem. So then Prahlad Maharaj says, but however, my anxiety is Shoche Tatho Vimukha Chetasa Indriyartha. My concern is for those dull-headed materialists. Vimukha Chetasa Indriyartha. Why am I saying dull-headed? Because he says, Maya Sukhaya Bharam Udvahanti Mudhaha. Prahlad Maharaj uses the word dull-headed for someone who's turning their face away from Krishna and trying to search for joy in this world without bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj says, my concern is for such people because they are carrying the load of reactions. They are trying to enjoy this world and they're committing so many sinful activities and they're going to get reactions for that and they're going to suffer in the future and they're going to take lifetimes after lifetimes after lifetimes of suffering. And when I think of them and I think about how much they are going to suffer in this world, my Lord, my heart bleeds. I want all of them to go back home, back to Godhead. I have no concern about how I am going, Prahlad Maharaj says, because on the boat of constantly chanting your glories, I will cross over the ocean of birth and death. But my concern is for these dull-headed materialists who have turned their face away from you, who are searching for joy in this world, who are committing sinful activities, who are drowning in the reactions of such abominable activities. And now they're taking repeated birth and death, and they will never get your lotus feet, my Lord. I feel like preaching to all of them and saving all of them and taking all of them with me back home, back to Godhead. This is my concern. Such a strong statement coming from Prahlad Maharaj. This shows us the importance of preaching. Srila Prabhupada did not sit in the dham just chanting and purifying himself, like many sadhus say. I will first cleanse my heart and then I will preach. But when will we cleanse our heart? It's an eternal process. We will never be able to cleanse our heart 100% because the more we cleanse, the more we think in humility that I'm contaminated. So does that mean we will never share Krishna consciousness with others? Prabhupada said, speak as I speak and do as I do. That is Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, preaching is the essence. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur preached fearlessly. It was Srila Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur who had the printing press, and coming up with magazines and articles, spreading the glories of the Lord. A newspaper every single day. Nadia Prakash. A newspaper glorifying Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And somebody said, how can you bring in a newspaper every day about God? Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, I can bring a newspaper every minute, but it's just that you don't have the time and the taste to read it. Ours is a preaching mission. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a preacher. He prayed to Jagannath to have a preacher son who can appear to him. In 1896, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he sent Lord Chaitanya, Life and Precepts, a book in English, to the McGill University in Canada in 1896, the same year when Srila Prabhupada appeared. Wasn't a coincidence that the year the book was sent to the Western world happened to be the same year when the messenger who's going to go to the Western world is going to appear. So Prahlad Maharaj, he represents the heart of a preacher, tolerating all odds and continuing to preach to his father, continuing to preach to his teachers, continuing to preach to his classmates. When there is lack of preaching, that is where the problem is. On one hand, just a little bit of historical contemplation. In the olden times, we see the Brahmanas were given the service of preaching and uplifting other classes in society. But when the Brahmanas kept the knowledge to themselves and didn't preach this message outside, they thought that the Shudras were untouchables. They were, you know, below the consideration of human society. They were outcasts. When the Brahmanas were thinking like that, they kept the knowledge to themselves. The fourth canto Bhagavatam describes when there is no preaching, It's like water held in a pot which has holes. Very soon the water is going to drip out. That's exactly what happened. The Brahmanas lost their Brahminical potency because they were not sharing this knowledge with others. You see, Shastra is compared to a lamp. In Bhagavad Gita, Tesham evanukampartam aham ajnanatam tamaha nashayami atmabhavasto jnana deepena bhasvata. Jnana deep. Scriptural knowledge is compared to a lamp. And same in the Bhagavatam. Yasvanubhavam akhila shruti saram ekam adhyatma deepam. Bhagavatam is called as the lamp, adhyatma deepa. Bhagavad Gita is called as the lamp. Bhagavatam is called as the lamp. And what does the lamp mean? The lamp is supposed to light other lamps and make all of them effulgent and yet remain as effulgent as before. The lamp, when it is used to light other lamps, it continues to shine brightly. But if you just keep it somewhere, it will get extinguished in no time. So knowledge is like that. Shastra is like that. If the Brahmanas keep it to themselves, it's going to get extinguished. It's supposed to be used for preaching. The lamp of bhakti is supposed to light other lamps. Brahmanas are supposed to set it in the lives of others and give everybody a chance to know Shastra. But in the olden times, the Brahmanas did not do that. They kept the Shastra to themselves. And of course, had some caste system where they didn't consider other castes. As a result, there was a very big reversal in society. The Brahmanas lost their potency. And nowadays you can see Brahmanas even eating meat and smoking. The Brahmanas are supposed to become Brahmana Vaishnavas and spread Krishna consciousness. But because of doing this, because of lack of preaching, they lost their purity. On the other hand, we saw that those who were not proper Brahmanas, they started giving the Brahmin thread to one and all without any qualification. Of course, Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur and others gave it to those who were qualified Brahmanas, not by birth, but by activities. Chaturvaranyam maya srishtam guna karma vibhagashah. But in the olden times, on the pretext of creating equality, the Brahmanas, instead of preaching, many of those saints or so-called saints, they started giving Brahmin thread to one and all. And that caused another upheaval in society, reversal in society, upstart in society. So either the Brahmanas are not preaching or they're diluting and preaching whatever bogus philosophy that they want. This is not what is expected. So Prahlad Maharaj represents what is the duty of every devotee. It's to burn in compassion, seeing the suffering mankind. Prabhupada came on the Jaladuta and in the song he writes, "My Lord, I don't know why you got me here. But the fact that you have got me here, which means you want me to do something." And almost everyone is in Rajogun and Tamogun in the Western world. And I heard His Holiness Niranjan Maharaj once in Boston say, "Prabhupada is so kind to say almost all." Actually, everybody was in Rajogun and Tamogun, but Prabhupada says almost all are in Rajogun and Tamogun. How am I going to preach? Prabhupada says that Katha Shuddha Hobe. How will I, what will I speak? Shuniyar Shabar Shokha. Dukha je guchibe, aniya che jadi prabhu, amake nachate, nachao nachao prabhu, nachao se mate. Prabhupada writes, kashthera puthali jatha nachao se mate, nachao nachao prabhu, nachao se mate. My Lord, I don't know how I'm going to speak. I don't know how they will understand my accent. I don't know how they will understand the philosophy. They're almost in Rajogun and Tamogun. But you please sit on my tongue and you make me dance like a puppet. And this is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. He's burning. My Lord, how is everyone going to be uplifted? And we can see preaching is so dear to Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. He says, Yaidam paramam kuhyam madbhakteshu abhidhasyati bhakti mayi param kritva mame vaishasi ashamshayam. Krishna says, anybody who preaches this message of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrit, Krishna consciousness, is the most dearest of all to me. Someone will say, but I don't know Shastra. So should we wait to know all the four Vedas and 18 Puranas and 108 Upanishads and only then we will preach? No. Prabhupada said, you study two sentences, you speak two sentences. Very simple. We have to use our intelligence and try to connect Krishna in the lives of one and all. Param Pujapad Gopalkrishna Maharaji explains, when Prabhupada came to Montreal, Canada, I think 1968 or 1969, Prabhupada did a public program, and it happened to be in a Christian setup. It was, I think, at a church. And Prabhupada was speaking about Krishna consciousness. So there was one man, Indian man, who was part of Prabhupada's entourage, who had arranged the program. So at the end of the program, Prabhupada said, any questions? And there's no questions from anyone else. But this man got up. And he was the one who arranged the program. And he got up and he started criticizing Prabhupada. He said, I thought you were a different kind of saint, but you're coming here and trying to convert. What is the need to preach to the Christians about your Hindu dharma? You follow it in your home. Why are you telling them? You're coming to their church and you're trying to influence them. Of course, the father and the nuns, and none of them had any problem. Prabhupada spoke so eloquently and scholarly with so much compassion. But this man had a problem. You see, when there is an opposition from the outside world, there's no problem. We can battle that. But when it's from the internal, this man was part of the entourage of Prabhupada who arranged. And he criticized Prabhupada. And Prabhupada just tolerated. And later, Srila Prabhupada called Gopalkrishna Maharaj and said, can you call that man? And Gopalkrishna Maharaj said, but Prabhupada, he criticized you in public. And Prabhupada said, maybe I would have done that to him in my past life. So Krishna very kindly gave it back to me. What level of compassion is this? Prabhupada comes from the spiritual world, lives at Radha Damodar, takes sannyas and lives at Radha Damodar, and comes to the Western world only to save us. And then a man who's arranging the program criticizes, and Prabhupada has the compassion to say, and the tolerance to say, and the humility to say that maybe I did this in my past life to him, and therefore Krishna's just arranging it back for me. This is the mood of Prahlad Maharaj. If we want Narsingadev to shower mercy in our lives, of course, the pastime of Prahlad Narsingha is known. But the lesson that we can learn is to tolerate. Tolerate like a tree. Absolutely tolerate like a tree against everything, anything and everything. And no complaining. I remember one time I came outside a program, after a program, and I couldn't find my slippers. Typically in a program, you see this mess in the home program. Slippers are all over the place. So there's a joke that if the world has X problems, devotees have X plus one. And what is that? Finding slippers after a home program. That's the extra problem that we have. So after a program, I came out and I couldn't find my slippers. And I got so agitated and upset. I was thinking, where are my slippers? Where are my slippers? And then finally, after I got my slippers, I was sitting in the car and contemplating. 1 hour I gave a class on tolerance. And Krishna can humble us just by hiding our slippers for some time. And to see how attached we are and how easily we get agitated and easily we get provoked by not finding even something as insignificant as our slippers. So this was Prahlad Maharaj, tolerating everything. His father throws him down. And imagine the person whom Prahlad Maharaj loves the most, that is his father. His only plan is to kill his son. It's not that Hiranyakashipu had a 9-to-5 job and then he had some chores at home and then he would think how to murder Prahlad. No, that wasn't the thing. Hiranyakashipu had the demigods cut vegetables in his kitchen, which means he was that powerful. Just by the moving of his eyebrow, Indra was trembling. By the movement of Indra's eyebrow, the whole of Vrindavan was trembling during the Govardhan Leela. And Indra was trembling by the movement of the eyebrow of Hiranyakashipu. Think about it. And when Prahlad Maharaj was talking to Hiranyakashipu, the only plan that Hiranyakashipu had was to murder his son Prahlad. If we are in a house where our own house members are making plans and conspiracies to kill us, we can't even sleep properly because we'll have panic attacks and anxiety attacks and palpitations, thinking that now when I go to sleep, they will kill me. And Prahlad Maharaj was so surrendered. He was so surrendered. In fact, in his prayers, he says, Balasya neha sharanam pitarau nrisimha. O Nrisimhadev, sometimes children think that the parents are the protectors. But I have realized you are the only protector. Why he's saying that? Because his father, his rakshak, had become his bhakshak. In Sanskrit, there are two words, rakshak and bhakshak. Rakshak means protector and bhakshak means destroyer. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying that in my life, my rakshak, my father became my bhakshak. So I've realized that parents are not our protectors. Ultimately, Krishna, you are the only protector. You are the only protector. Many times we see parents try to protect the child, but the child dies. Why? Because Krishna has decided that's the destination. And on the other hand, unfortunately, many times parents themselves, they give medicines and surgeries to kill their own child in the womb through abortion. And mysteriously, the child is born. So many times, the parents try to kill the child in the womb and the child is mysteriously born. Now, please tell me, who protects the child at that point? Parents who are supposed to be the only protector to that child are planning to murder the child. But Krishna is protecting at that point. So Prahlad Maharaj tells Nrisimhadev that sometimes parents are considered to be the protectors, but who gives them the intelligence to protect the child? Who gives them the strength to protect the child? And ultimately, they can protect only till the time they are alive. And who's that life force in them? That is you, Krishna. O Nrisimhadev, you are the only one who protects everyone. Avashya rakshive Krishna. Dainya atma nivedana goptritve palan. Avashya rakshive Krishna vishvasa palan. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says, Dainya atma nivedana goptritve varan. That to be humble, to consider Krishna to be our only maintainer and protector. Avashya rakshive Krishna vishvasa palan. Shadanga sharanagati hoive jahar. Tahara prarthana suneshri nanda kumar. When we have this unflinching faith that Krishna is my only protector, that's when Krishna hears our prayers. If we have our this insurance and this policy and kung fu and karate and our bank balance and our guns to protect us, and then we say, Krishna, please protect me. What kind of protection is that? What kind of surrender is that? Because we have made our own plans. In one neighborhood, 5 out of the 6 homes were robbed. There was break-in. And the 6th home was untouched. And then later there was investigation as to why the 6th home was untouched. Then they got to know that the board outside the house said, we don't call 911, we have guns. So the thieves didn't enter that house because they were scared that they will be firing. So the point is, we have our security guards, the house is armed, we have our guns. We have karate and kung fu and whatnot to protect ourselves. And we have savings. We have life insurance policies. We have so many things well drafted and well crafted for our protection. And then we say, Krishna, please protect me. But when we put our hands up like Draupadi and like Prahlad, like Gajendra, and Krishna is our only protector, that's when Krishna listens to our prayers and comes to protect us. So Prahlad Maharaj says, just like parents seem to be protecting the child, but actually, Krishna, you're the only protector. Another example given is doctors and medicine seems to protect the patient, but actually, Krishna, you're the only protector. Prahlad Maharaj says 3 examples. He says, parents are not the true protectors for the child. Doctors are not the true protectors for the patient. And a boat is not the true protector for a drowning man. Prahlad Maharaj says in his prayers. And we can see this. The doctor, who gives the ability to the doctor as what to do with the patient? Matta smriti jnanam apohanam cha. Krishna says, I am the remembrance, I am the knowledge, I give the forgetfulness. So the doctor, remembering his knowledge and remembering what to do and using his creativity and using his application at that point and his experience, that is Krishna. Doctor definitely has a place of his own where he treats the patient. That place is Krishna. That bhumi doesn't belong to the doctor, it belongs to Krishna. And all the apparatus that he's using, he's not going to perform surgery with his fingers. He uses some apparatus. He uses some instruments. And all of them are made out of the material energy of Krishna. So the instruments are Krishna, the bed, the place, the ability in the doctor, everything comes from Krishna. And the doctor ultimately can protect only till the time he's alive. So that life force is Krishna. And also the medicines that the doctor gives, assuming it's an Ayurvedic doctor, the source of all those medicines is vanaspati, trees, nature. That's again coming from Krishna. And how the medicine should work in the body and treat, that ability in the body comes from Krishna. So ultimately, who's protecting? It's Krishna who's protecting. One time, my Guru Maharaj, he took one of the devotees, actually one of the, in one of the congregations many, many years ago, one child accidentally swallowed poison. So Srila Guru Maharaj rushed the patient, the child, to the doctor. And the doctor somehow pumped out the poison out of the body. And then finally, after reviving the child, the doctor looked at Srila Guru Maharaj and said, ultimately, Hare Krishna people also surrender to doctors only. At the time of difficulty, all you Hare Krishna people also ultimately have to take shelter of doctors only. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, no. We always take shelter of Krishna in the past, in the present, and in the future. We don't depend on any doctors. So the doctor said, then why did you bring him to me? Why did you bring him to me? I was the one who treated. How did your Krishna protect? He asked. He said, I was the one who made the child vomit out the poison. I was the one who was administering what to do. So I did it. Krishna did not do it. So why are you giving credit to Krishna? The doctor asked Srila Guru Maharaj. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, because Krishna is giving you the ability. You don't have the ability of your own. Krishna is giving it to you. Of course, the doctor didn't understand this logic. It was too high class for him. So he said, no, ultimately, I am the one who's doing it. God is not doing it. So Srila Guru Maharaj said, have patients died in your hospital? So doctor said, yes, unfortunately, that's the reality. Many have died also. So Guru Maharaj said, what medicine did you give them so that they die? The doctor said, I didn't do anything. They died because of their own karma. So Guru Maharaj said, if they die out of their own karma, then they're saved also because of their own karma. You're not doing anything. If you are not killing them, then you're not rescuing them either. It's their karma, and karma ultimately is maintained by the Supreme Lord. It's Krishna who protects. He's just using you as an instrument. And this is the same point that Prahlad Maharaj is making. O Narsingadev, parents cannot protect the child, and doctors and medicines cannot protect the patient if you don't desire. Ultimately, you are the protector. We can see in the Mahabharata also, 5 Pandavas on one side and so many others on the other side. Everybody gets destroyed except these 5 because Krishna is on their side protecting them. So many reversals. Their wax palace was set on fire. Bhim was given poison. They were attacked with deadly weapons. Their children were slaughtered by Ashwatthama. The wife was disrobed in mid-assembly. They were ousted, sent into the forest, and 1 year of incognito. How much trouble. But nothing happened to them. Krishna protected them through all of that. There was a big world war for 18 days in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and everybody died. The biggest Maharathis died. But nothing happened to the Pandavas because Krishna was protecting them. Krishna was protecting them. Karna actually had a weapon called as the Ashwasen Astra, which was a Sarpastra, which was an arrow made out of snakes. And it had the power that once it's released from the bow, it will destroy anyone and everyone. And Karna used that against Arjun, and Arjuna did not see it. So as the Sarpastra was coming towards Arjuna to knock off his, to behead him, to knock off his head, Krishna, with all his strength, pushed the chariot down by a few inches, and all the horses sat down. And as that happened, that arrow, which was supposed to knock off the throat of Arjun, knocked off the helmet. Who protected? Krishna protected. Who protected Arjuna during the battle with Jayadrath? Krishna protected. Krishna protected at all times. In the Ramayana, the battle of Ram and Ravan also went on for 18 days, like the battle of Kurukshetra. And at that point, we can see 17 days, Ram and Ravan were fighting. But on the 18th day, Ravana started praying to Lord Shiva because he could see that Ram was now going to kill him. Ravana understood he can survive longer. 17 days was a long time. Now, 18th day, he will be finished. He knew. And he was praying to Lord Shiva. Ravana had composed so many prayers for Lord Shiva. Jatatavi galajala pravaha pavitastale galeva lambalambitam bhujanga tunda malikam dhamad 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 ninadamar vayam chakara chanda tandava karotuna shiva shivam. Ravana had composed the Shiva Tandava Stotram for Lord Shiva. He was so powerful that he could lift up the whole Kailas and dance with Lord Shiva on top of it. That is how powerful Ravana was. He had offered his 10 heads in sacrifice for the pleasure of Lord Shiva. And now he was praying to Lord Shiva, please protect me. And Lord Shiva was in contemplative meditation. Mother Parvati looked at Lord Shiva and said, your devotee is calling out to you for protection. Please protect him. Lord Shiva said, let him die. I'm not going to protect him. Mother Parvati said, why won't you protect him? You protected him till this day. Why won't you protect him now? Lord Shiva said, I protected him till this very day, because the actual killer had not arrived. Now that the actual killer, the Supreme Lord himself, has decided to kill him, I cannot protect him. Mare Krishna rakhe ke, rakhe Krishna mare ke. Till now I kept him alive only so that he can finally come at this point ready to be receiving the fortune of being killed by Ram. That's why I protected him till now. But now when the Supreme Protector himself has come to destroy him, who can protect him? So the point is, Ram is our only protector. Krishna is our only protector. Prahlad Maharaj is saying, parents cannot protect their children. Doctors and medicine cannot protect the patient if the Lord doesn't want to protect. And ultimately, he also says, a boat can't protect a drowning man if Krishna doesn't desire. What is that boat made up of? It's made out of material elements, which comes from Krishna. Bhumi rapaha anala vayu kam mano buddhi revacha. So that boat is also Krishna. So if Krishna desires, then the person, drowning man, can be protected. But if Krishna desires for him to drown, who can protect? A boat cannot protect. There is a story, one time a sadhu was traveling with other travelers. And nobody knew he was a sadhu. He was just peaceful, patient, sitting in the corner, unassuming, and chanting the holy names. And suddenly the boatman started saying, the boat is rocking and the boat is going to drown very soon. What did the sadhu do at that point? He started taking all the water from the ocean and pouring it into the boat. Instead of pouring it outside, the water was coming in. So he's supposed to pour the water out. But he started pouring the water in, more water from the ocean. He started pouring it into the boat. And people thought, he's gone nuts. What is he doing? And then later, when the boat became steady, and the boatman said, now we will not drown. Everything is okay. So at that point, the sadhu started taking water from the boat and throwing it out. So people were confused by this behavior. They asked the person, the sadhu, when we were drowning and the water was coming in, why were you throwing more water in? And now that we are safe, why are you throwing all the water out? Like, we don't understand. So the sadhu said, my desire is one with the desire of Krishna. When the boatman said, we are drowning, I thought, I understood Krishna's desire is that we are all going to drown. So I was just helping. Krishna was throwing in water into the boat. So I was just helping get more water because I just want to serve the Lord in his desire. And finally, when the boatman said, we will not drown, I understood Krishna doesn't want us to drown and he wants us to be protected. So I started throwing the water away. My desire is not to protect myself or to destroy myself, but just to align with the will of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, a boat cannot protect a drowning man unless Krishna desires. When my Guru Maharaj was speaking in this section, he remembers the example of Titanic. He's mentioning that such a engineering genius, such a big, wonderful ship that was considered to be like the crown of scientific technology and construction and engineering for the human society. But then it's in its first ever trip, across the Atlantic Ocean, it drowned. So hundreds and thousands of people all partying and enjoying and singing and dancing. with all the security, with all the expert guidance on board, it sank because that was the will of the Lord. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, till the time the Lord doesn't desire, the boat can do anything to a drowning man. Parents can do anything to the child. And medicine and doctors can do anything to the patient. Ultimately, it's Krishna who's the protector. So we must have this unflinching faith. Krishna is my only protector at all times. It's not anything else. It's not my 401k which is going to protect me. It's Krishna who's going to protect me. Nothing else. It's only my Supreme Lord. So if we have the tolerance of Prahlad Maharaj to tolerate everything, the preaching spirit of Prahlad Maharaj out of compassion, and the dependence on the Supreme Lord as the only protector, if these three things are there, then the Lord is ready to break the stamba and appear in our lives. What does the stamba mean? Stamba means pillar. But in Sanskrit, the word stamba also means pride. So Narsingadev could have broken anything, but he broke the pillar, the stamba, to show us that if we are proud like Hiranyakashipu, then the Lord will break our stamba. He will break our pride and appear. So these are the three principles that we can learn from Prahlad Maharaj. To tolerate like Prahlad against all odds. To preach like Prahlad with compassion. And to depend like Prahlad for our protection, as the Lord is our only protector. And Srila Prabhupada exemplified all three. He tolerated all obstacles and reversals. He preached in the spirit of Prahlad Maharaj and always was depending on the Supreme Lord as the protector. As I conclude, I remember one time Srila Guru Maharaj was asked that, Maharaj, there's a lot of trouble in my life and I'm not able to chant Hare Krishna. And Srila Guru Maharaj shot back real quick. He said, do you have more trouble in your life more than Prahlad Maharaj? Are you saying you're more distressed than Prahlad Maharaj? Is your life that bad? He said, no. Not like Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Guru Maharaj said, when Prahlad Maharaj could chant the holy name against all odds, why can't you? And then in Hindi, Srila Guru Maharaj gave a very nice sutra, which I would like to conclude with. He said, Jeevan hamara bigda hai, rakshak hamara tagda hai. Which means even if our life is messed up, Jeevan hamara bigda hai, still we should remember, rakshak hamara tagda hai, our protector is very strong. Don't tell Narsingadev how big your problems are. Go and tell your problems how big Narsingadev is. So to tolerate against all odds, to preach with compassion, and to depend on the protection of the Lord. These are the three principles that we learn from Prahlad Maharaj. And if we do that, Prahlado Keshava Priyaha, we will also become dear to the Lord like Prahlad Maharaj. So we'll pause here. Thank you so much. The pastime of Narsingadev and Prahlad Maharaj is very well known. So I just thought of churning out some lessons as sadhakas that we can learn in our life. Grantrat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Vigna Vinash Narsingadev Bhagavan ki jai, Bhakta Shiromani Prahlad Maharaj ki jai, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari 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 Vol.